If you're into the markets, would you want to know more or less about investing in a company? President Trump thinks less is more. It's the Friday, August 17th edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking in. Also today, stocks closed higher as the U.S. and China look to trade talks in the future. So if the economy is so darn good, how come national media outlets offer pieces on how to make extra cash? Shares of Tesla drop like a rock today. Meanwhile, profits at John Deere are huge, which leads us to something called time poverty. It seems the more time people spend trying to get to work means they have less time for everything else. And the lower the income, the less time people have for life. Those stories, the markets, and more all headed your way next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Live to Lead is coming back to Des Moines on October 12th. Live to Lead is being brought to you by Action Coach Monty Wyatt. And tickets to experience the great John Maxwell, former HP CEO Carly Fiorina, author Daniel Pink, and adventure woman and author Deborah Searle are on sale now. This is the fifth year for Live to Lead, and former attendees say it's well worth the time and effort to attend. Get your tickets at livetoleaddesmoines.com and join us on October 12th. Live to Lead, leadership training for everyone. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. You want to reach out to me personally? You can do that as well. I'm at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Let's get into the news headlines for today, shall we? Today, President Trump hit up the Securities and Exchange Commission with an idea that came from major U.S. businesses. What was it? How about a little less transparency? In a tweet today, the president said that the SEC should consider moving the reporting requirement to every 6 months instead of every three. Trump said the proposal follows conversations he's had with the world's business leaders about how to make business even better in the U.S. He also indicated it would cost corporations less. The SEC did not immediately respond to a request for comment from the media. The proposal is likely to be lambasted by shareholder advocates who, in recent years, have called on corporations to share more information with the public, not less. Shares of Tesla tumbled by nearly 9% today after a New York Times feature outlined some serious struggles for CEO Elon Musk. The stock posted its worst day since March 27th, when it fell by over 8.2%. Now, shares have been especially plummeted in the past week. Tesla has fallen by more than 15%. Since Musk tweeted last week that he was considering taking Tesla private. The SEC, by the way, began an investigation after the tweet and has reportedly set out subpoenas for information. In an extended story in today's Times, Musk said that the past year has been excruciating, and he said it's been the most difficult and painful of his career. Yeah, investors don't much like it when the boss is having issues. U.S. tractor maker Deere & Company's profit rose by about 42% year-over-year in the third quarter. It was helped by replacement demand for large agricultural equipment, even though farm income is down. Today, the Moline, Illinois-based company said net income attributable to the company rose to $10 million at $2.78 a share. Total equipment sales rose 36% from a year ago to $9.3 billion. There was no word of layoffs in this report. So answer us this. If the economy is booming and corporations are daily reporting amazing profit reports, how come we're seeing more and more articles relating to earning extra income? For example, just today, Bankrate released a piece called Five Great Second Jobs for Extra Cash. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Why would anybody need any extra cash? I mean, have you seen the market? We report on the markets every single day. They're shoveling dollars in and out of Wall Street. Could it be maybe that wages are flat and inflation continues to gain, maybe you think? Well, the article goes on to say that a recent Bankrate survey found that nearly 4 in 10 Americans have a second paying gig, and they rake in nearly $700 a month on average. Now, the jobs Bankrate suggests that you pick up just to raise a couple extra bucks would be a medical transcriptionist. Why not? How about a landscaper or groundskeeper? School bus driver? Could be a good job for you. A concierge, the article says they make about $15.72 an hour. A proofreader, where you can make a tad over $19 an hour. There you have it. If you're not raking in the cash at your current job, we've just given you 5 ideas of where to earn extra money. But we know you don't need to. After all, the economy is booming. In a related story, Money has a piece out today that speaks to much the same issue. But here, it's about teachers not making enough money to make their mortgage payments. So what are they doing? They're renting out rooms on Airbnb. We're not making this up. According to a new study by Airbnb, 1 in 10 Airbnb hosts, or about 45,000 people, are teachers. A teacher on an Airbnb earns about $6,500 on average a year. A sizable chunk of change to add to their annual classroom salaries, which have seen little growth in recent years, as salary freezes and budget cuts have cut raises and improvements and benefits just are non-existent. Working a second or a third job is commonplace for teachers in the United States, as some educators struggle to make those ends meet. While many teachers work extra jobs throughout the school year, summer, which ideally serves as a vacation for teachers before prep begins for the next year, is instead being used as a chance to make more money. So there you have it. Another article on we need to make more money in a second, third, or fourth job. And this one has teachers renting out rooms on Airbnb. And finally, here's something interesting for you to consider. It's kind of in the same vein. It's called time poverty. That's when you have less time for life because you're spending so much of it on traveling to work. There's a new study out that deals with the issue of time poverty, in which lower-income individuals who often do not own a vehicle must rely on public transportation to get to work. Now, because of the extra time spent on getting to the bus route and then riding public transportation, there is less time for family and friends and quality of life. Consider the fact that it takes a worker maybe 20 minutes to drive to work in their car. It might take up to an hour to get there by bus, and that's only one way. Time poverty also hits the underemployed, those individuals who must work 2 or sometimes 3 jobs to make their rent, which is, by the way, ever increasing. That, of course, leads to less family time, and that can be problematic when it comes to raising kids. Until today, we had never heard of the term, but I bet you're going to hear more about this in the future. Time poverty. Well, nobody was thinking about poverty today on Wall Street as the markets shot up again on the hope that the U.S. and China might get together for some trade talks in November. The Dow closed 110 points higher. The S&P 500 rose by over 0.3%, while the NASDAQ added over 0.1%, erasing earlier losses. As you know, China and the U.S. have been engaged in a trade spat recently, with both countries slapping tariffs on several of their imports. The ongoing trade tensions have left investors fearful that any escalation could result in a global economic slowdown or a hit to corporate profits. U.S. and Chinese officials are scheduled to have mid-level talks in Washington next week. In other international news that puts pressure on the markets this week, Turkey's currency, the lira, hit an all-time low against the dollar this past Monday. Now, the currency did bounce off those lows, but then resumed its decline today on fears of additional sanctions from Washington. The U.S. warned Turkey it would impose more levies if American pastor Andrew Brunson is not released. He's been detained in Turkey since 2016. The threats sent the lira down by about 3.7%. At the bell today, the Dow is up those 110 points and change to close at 25,669. S&P 500 was up 0.3 to end the trading day at 28.50, and the NASDAQ gained a bit over 0.1 to close at 78.16. Gold gained $5 on increased global tension and ended the day at $1,181.20 an ounce. Oil jumped up today by 49 cents to $65.95 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note was down a bit to 2.86%.